Edge Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I'm happy to get just a few minutes to talk to you today about attitudes. Specifically, I'd like to talk to you about how the age-old, corny-sounding advice of choose your attitude wisely may not be so silly after all. Now, parents throughout the ages have advised their kids to choose whom they associate with wisely. We do this because we know that the people they repeatedly interact with will impact their behavior, their thinking, even their outlook in life. But that phenomenon is not limited to the young. We humans have these things called open-looped limbic systems, and we don't outgrow them. Our moods and attitudes are directly influenced by the moods and attitudes that surround us. In fact, we're so influenced by others' demeanors that we can even experience physical symptoms and reactions to them. I was reminded of this recently after a series of interactions with a person who, well, just always seems to irritate me. We'll call him John to protect the non-innocent. Now, the cherry on the cake here is that it involves volunteer work. So yes, I've been volunteering for those frustrations. And John isn't a bad guy. Heck, he's a volunteer as well. But he's a master at finding problems where none exist. You can't be having a great enough day that John can't find something to complain about. Problems then inevitably do pop up because of the friction that endless negativity creates. Now, Chuck is also in that group, and he seemingly always has a positive attitude about challenges. And here's a guy who's had serious health issues in the past that would give him full license to have a negative, life-isn't-fair demeanor. But he's just the opposite. And after I got off the phone with him recently, I joked to my wife, I just feel better about the group when I talk to him. I find myself wanting to help instead of wondering why I even bother. And she smiled and said, matter-of-factly, okay, start spending more time with Chuck and less with John. It doesn't seem like a tough thing to figure out. That was, well, duh, advice that I still needed to hear. I took it, and it soon improved my outlook. In fact, John's negative demeanor almost became funny to me. Instead of letting it drag me down, I found myself giggling and playing the Debbie Downer music in my head whenever he complained. You remember that? Wah, wah, wah. Well, okay. Google it. Back in school, we didn't always get to choose whom we sat next to in class. But we did get to choose at lunch, recess, and after school. Now that we're older, we don't always get to choose whom we work with or for. But we do get to decide the kinds of attitudes and moods we seek to associate ourselves with both at work and away. And in our cases, the moods and attitudes we seek out and personally adopt actually become part of the product we sell to others. When store customers look at a group of in-store bankers who seem to be enjoying what they're doing and where they're doing it, well, that image is a tremendous marketing message. Humans are drawn to other humans whom display positive emotions and acts of goodwill. Look, you can't control others, and most everyone has days in which their attitudes are not exactly ones you'd like to copy. But by consciously thinking about the attitude you are displaying, and when possible, the ones you choose to associate with, you'll be far more likely to have more good days than bad. Do what you can this week to interact more with the folks who actually make you feel good about work and or life. Choose whom you associate with wisely. More importantly, strive to be the kind of person others look to be around and speak with to improve their own outlooks and attitudes. Be the kind of person coworkers and customers choose to be around to improve their own days. You'll also be creating a healthier sales and service environment in the process. Until next time, for FSI, I'm Dave Martin. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.